The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Curtis Subaru Studio. Welcome to our top stories this hour. So I've been making a prediction for a long time now, and it's not one that I hope comes true, but I'm absolutely confident that it will come true. That as long as we have the level of crime, I mean, we had massive number of shootings at Everett, the Tacoma Mall, 4 in 3 days in Kent. It was just a horrible Thanksgiving weekend. And as long as we have all of these shootings, all of these people who feel and understand that the Seattle Police North Precinct response time is 55 minutes, people realize that they must be their own first line of defense. And that scares me. Because, you know, I talk all the time about my most great sponsor, West Coast Armory North. And I always say, above all else, they are about safety, 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 and knowing the law. And I'm not sure that all of these massive number of new gun owners in our region, if they know the law. I'm not sure that they are all about safety. I think there are just a lot of people right now who are so frustrated and they don't know what to do. So a couple of weeks ago, I talked with a group called We Heart Seattle, and I feel a lot of alignment with them because, as I've told you many times, having grown up in Ballard, having had lots of opportunities to move my family elsewhere around the country, my wife and I decided to raise our girls here in the Seattle area. We got two, you know, my wife and I are Huskies, our two older girls are Huskies, our youngest daughter's a Coug. We love this region. And so I can cut and run and just get the heck out of Dodge because it's just too dangerous, or I can fight for this region that I love so very much. And I do it behind a microphone. There are some people who do it out on the streets making a difference. I spoke a couple weeks ago with Andrea Suarez with We Heart Seattle, and she joins me live here on the Dory Monson Show. Hey, Andrea, it's great to talk with you again.
Hello. Thank you for having me on again. A lot to talk about for sure. Thank you.
Yeah, well, and this wasn't initially a We Heart Seattle story, but it has evolved into one. So we had a story a couple of weeks ago that Channel 4 had done, and Jonathan Cho did a great job with the story. And he was talking with a guy in Ballard they call the Lawnmower Man.
Are you stupid enough? Do you want a problem? Is that what you want?
Don't come near us, Charles.
What's your first name?
You ain't going to touch me. I want you to get the out of here. I'm not playing your rules, mother.
I wanted to introduce myself.
I don't want you to introduce yourself.
And so I listened to that, Andrea, and I heard a very angry man. A couple nights later, my youngest daughter, she wanted to do a birthday dinner, and she wanted to have it, ironically, about two blocks from where Lawnmower Man is. So after dinner, we drove by and saw all the lawnmowers on the street and the van and the sheds that he had built. Tell me what your organization has done in the last few days with this guy.
Okay, thank you. Gosh, my heart is just racing because I've seen that video clip of Charles being so angry and frustrated and having gotten to know him now for a week and only 2 days, because we went out a week ago Saturday, So 8-9 days later, my heart is filled for him, you know, and him, we just clicked. My other outreach team members clicked with him. It's the holidays. I will say, after getting to know Charles, I said, you remind me of Billy Bob Thornton. And he goes, yeah, they used to call me Bad Santa in jail. And I'm like, exactly, you're totally Bad Santa, because he's grumpy and mean, but then, you know, his heart is there too, somewhere deep down. And, you know, when we approached him as Mr. Woodward. We said, hey, we heard you on the media. We want to talk to you about your lawnmowers. And he's a businessman, and we just kind of approached it in, you know, do these work? You know, do you need help with recycling or some for sale? Talk to us about your stereo, you know, and we just started kind of getting to know him, and he seemed to really appreciate that approach.
Let me back up a little bit, because you, just from what you just said, Andrea, you are cut from a different cloth than most people, because every single soundbite I've ever heard from Lawnmower Man, from Charles, has been vile and crude and profanity laced, and you just told me that there is something in his heart that clicked with you, and I think as coarse as our society is getting, that's getting more and more difficult. So please educate me and my listeners what you see and hear and probably feel that clicks with you when you hear somebody who is known for just being a profane screamer. What's going on there?
Well, with me, I'm not sure if your producer told you, but I have Tracy Belair with me. She was the first person to contact Charles a week ago Saturday. She has lived experience. Her and I first met when she was living at an encampment, and then later at Bitter Lake, and she now has housing, and she not only volunteers for We Heart Seattle, but also is employed through the former Millionaires Club Uplift Northwest. So just to quickly let you know, I'm going to let her kind of speak to,
yeah, I'd like
you
that.
Know, what our differentiator was and how we approached Charles. But before I let her comment, I would just say I am hardwired for this. There's something about the last year. This service has gripped me. I am a sales professional in my private career. I have a way to work, you know, and be a chameleon and speak with people wherever they're at in their life. And even though I don't have lived experience, I will say that Tracy's the one that broke the ice with Charles and convinced him that, you know, playing his stereo wasn't acceptable. So I'd like to pivot
and
over to her.
Before you put Tracy on, because I understand that you feel like you are hardwired, I also feel like 98% of the people who get screamed at like that are going to be hard-hearted, not hardwired, hard-hearted, and say, okay, you know, forget about this. This isn't worth my time. This isn't worth my effort. Why is this worth your time and effort?
Yeah, I mean, everybody has trauma in their life. I know, you know, very few people that haven't had addiction in their family, or suicide, or horrific divorces, or addiction, or jail time, or whatever. Charles has trauma, and the number one training every social worker out there is expected to get is trauma-informed care training. We have gone through that training. And with lived experience, you certainly know what is it that has got, what and why is he so angry? And when we were repairing his smashed window the other day together, he said, Andrea, I'm tired of being angry. You know, when he opened up about his background and his brother and his ex-girlfriend that he has a restraining order against, and just like therapy, you know? And he's like, yeah, take all of this. I don't want any of it anymore. And he started telling me what kind of housing he would accept.
But there's still something unique about you, because most of us, we have our own problems. You know what I'm saying? We have our own issues, and we can't take on somebody else who has significant issues on top of our own. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this part of who and what you are?
I think I'm 46 years old. I love Seattle as much as your audience and you do, and have been in King County for 24 years. And I'm done pointing the finger. I can't control how other people vote, but I can create a movement and wake up an apathetic, maybe voting base, maybe people who've given up or been cynical or jaded. And I, too, wanted to move out of Seattle at some point last year, and I stuck a stake, a flag in my backyard, and I said, I'm only thing I can start with is just the trash. It should seem apolitical. Nobody should seem to care that I'm picking up the trash, but it made a visible difference. And in doing that, of course, I've been able to connect with people. And I do think it's de-escalation skills, having patience. In fact, Tracy just told me on our drive over, we're at the Dexter and Mercer camp right now, and she goes, I don't know how you do it either, Andrea. I got a headache. She's ready to go home, but I can't give up, because we've had so many success stories, Dory, that we've saved dozens and dozens of people's lives and gotten them off the street.
I love this. And you know why I love this? Last time you and I talked to Andrea, you had I don't know if it's Teams or Zoom or whatever, but you had a call with a bunch of Seattle city officials, and you thought they were going to congratulate you and say thank you for everything that you're doing. And instead, we got these guys like Dan Strauss and these guys who have done nothing to help our city, and they chastised you, and they told you that you're traipsing on union ground and that you shouldn't and cannot be doing this. And I don't know how furious you were, Andrea. I was livid after I had that conversation with you, and I understood how good your heart is and how politicians, bureaucracy, wanted to just throw roadblocks in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was shocking. I tried to stand up for myself. I had 13 people on the call, and I was representing myself and my organization, and was like, I'm saving not a million, multi-million dollars cleaning McLean Trail, Kinnear, working on slopes of parks that city workers even said, you are the missing link. We as contracted or city employees are not allowed to pick trash on slopes. We're not allowed to go and determine if a tent is abandoned or empty. You know, we just, it's a missing link. And now Dan Strauss is saying, oh, well, go be a volunteer somewhere else while more critical areas are left to city leaders. When will this city recognize We Heart Seattle as a group of leaders looking for a more beautiful and safe Seattle? That's what I'm livid about. Why won't they, Dory, let me at the same outreach table with the other providers that sit around once a week and determine where the flashpoints are, who's in priority? Why are they shutting me out?
I'll answer that for you. Because you don't have any funding, right? I mean, do you have, other than the people on your website, you don't have any funding, significantly.
I'm a grassroots coalition, so everything we've earned privately has been, small donations that have given us enough resources to do what we have. But I have no city, state, federal funding, none.
Of course. They are doing this to you, Andrea, because the homelessness industrial complex is a billion dollar a year industry that has only made the problem worse and worse and worse because their motives are not pure. And I'm sorry, I'll gladly say that. And then they have somebody like you come along, and your motives are pure, and you can accomplish a million times more for a fraction of the cost, and you threaten them because this is a business. This is an industry, and the industry wants to just sustain and grow the money that comes to the industry. You actually want to help people who are on the streets. And so you scare them. You're like their worst nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that, you know, early on, you know, when we were trying to determine, you know, what our role would be in the community, you know, are we a whistleblower, some kind of watchdog, or like the Jesse Jones of, you know, a nonprofit. But it is start. Yeah, you know, we have asked for a year to have access to the HMIS system, which is the system they use to account and record activity with people living outside.
Yeah.
And one of the things I've called out is I'm looking at about 100 tents right now at Dexter and Mercer, and I guarantee you 75% or more of these tents are empty and full of trash and rats and needles and bike parts. Yet the city wants to count them as 1.75 headcount for their system. Why are they not allowing me access to that system? I housed another man today out of Kinnear Park, and I sent it out again to Parks and the Human Services Department and said, I'm plucking people out of the community right and left and getting them jobs and housing or tickets home. Why do you not want me to share this information with you in your system?
No.
And that is, to me, the new headline.
Understood.
I mean, hey, it's not new to you, but it should be covered that we're a year-long, growing, ever-growing 501c provider that's 100% private funded, and we're not allowed at the table.
In the couple minutes I've left, and I want to talk to you at the very end again, will you put Tracy on?
She's on. Hi.
Tracy, what's your story? So Andrea found you at Bitter Lake a few months ago, and you were just sleeping out in the elements.
No, Miss Andrea found me last February, a year ago, at an encampment. Came in and had a solution. I went and cleaned up garbage for her. I was still waiting to get into housing, a different direction. I left the encampment when it became dangerous. I made it one night out in Bitter Lake, and I called Miss Andrea and said, help me, get me the hell out of here. She put me up, got me into a women's shelter, and within a few months I had a place, and I volunteer, I have a job. So that's the story.
So what's your life like today compared to a year ago?
Actually, I have a lot more going on in my life today, to tell you the truth. A lot of gratitude. Also, though, a lot of pain from what I see. I've lived this. And so for me, when I am out doing this, why am I out of it? How did I get so lucky? What happened? But also helping people, it breaks my heart every day that I can't do more. You know, and so it's good and bad.
Did I hear, Tracy, are you the person who made the contact with the very, very, very angry lawnmower man?
Well, I am the one that made contact. I don't watch the news. I don't listen to it. Had no idea who he was. I have not seen an angry man in any of the time that I have spent with him at all. I think he's wonderful. And the best part is I feel like I made a friend. You know, he's got a special place in my heart.
Because
me too.
Every soundbite that I've heard is just a profanity-laced, incredibly angry man. What was it inside of you, Tracy, that connected with him?
I think when I asked if he was Mr. Woodward and he said no, and I can help you find him, and we're walking down the road, I was just chatting along, and I found out he lied to me. We started laughing. I just, the insult. I from that moment on, it was like, I really liked him. The first thing he did is lie to me and laugh about it and didn't offend me at all. I just, something about him, I don't know, maybe his sparkling eyes.
Okay.
Maybe his little laughter.
I'm not sure we can use all that language on live radio.
Well, that's what it was.
No, I understand. I get it. What's
Crooked Little Way? I just loved it.
Where were you going to be, Andrew or Tracy? You were in a tent. Where are you going to be 5 or 10 years from now?
Probably in the city in a high rise, helping and doing whatever I can to make it a better place.
And you're going to be working with people like the Lawnmower Man and whoever else you can touch?
There's a lot of people out here that I would love to work with, yes.
Okay. Got it. All right. Andrea, We Heart Seattle. You guys are doing great, great work. You're doing it for the right reasons. You're not looking for some big handout. You're just trying to clean up a city you love, right?
Yep. We just start with the model of cleaning up where we can and connecting with people. And it's a different approach. It's a compelling approach, and it's a trusting approach because no other providers are starting with picking up the trash in our parks and shared spaces and the encampments. It's our biggest differentiator is the trash removal.
Yeah. Well, I'm honored to chat with you because I really respect what you do. And Tracy, and let me just ask Tracy, are there substance abuse issues that you're still dealing with?
No.
No?
Not at all.
That was never a factor?
I will say that I have, throughout my life, I have used what I've used to get through what situation I needed to get through.
Yeah.
And when I quit, I quit. I'm done. I'm very lucky.
God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you.
Okay. All right. Andrea, Tracy, thank you for what you do. Keep me posted, and let me know where the Lawnmower Man goes. And what our politicians will not do, you ladies are doing. And I can't tell you how much I respect that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
We'll talk soon. All right. Andrea Suarez, her group is We Heart Seattle. They are deserving of your support. You can check the news and then lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show. I'm so horrible at this sort of thing. Lacey, have we ever met in person?
No, we haven't.
Sure. Okay.
No, well, I was listening to your bit earlier, and I was like, I don't know if Dory wants to get into who he has and hasn't met, you know, just because maybe you forget.
No, I remembered Nicole, and I kind of remember Sean. And there's nobody else in the building I remember.
Yeah, I know. So, it's very strange. I started here during the pandemic. And so there's a lot of people, yourself, I haven't met. I work a lot on Seattle's Morning News. I've not ever met Dave Ross. Like, one day he had a huge beard. The next day he didn't. I was like, I don't even know if I would recognize him in person if he came to the building.
What? No, wait. You work on Seattle's Morning News, but you haven't met Dave?
No, because he was remote for a long time, and then so we've just never caught each other in the studio.
It's odd.
I know. It's very strange.
But
these times.
My point was, it was very complimentary. I think you're very good.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dory.
I just this is going to be interesting because I'm not planning on coming back. And
we're going to have meetings and get-togethers. I'm sure that you'll meet eventually. Yes, you are coming. Yeah. You are coming to meetings
you
and get-togethers.
You keep thinking that. Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, we can meet over, virtually.
Yeah, that too.
Well, that's not a meeting, virtually. It's just nothing. But yes, so my whole point is I like complimenting people who I think are very good at what they do. And I've noticed that you're very good. And I realized I never have the opportunity face to face to tell you how good I think you are. And so it's kind of awkward to just say it over a microphone.
No, not awkward for me. What else would you like to say about me?
I don't know. What's your story?
No.
Never mind.
Well, thank you, Dory. Thank you very much.
Okay. I appreciate what you do. Oh, man. Hey, this is Giving Tuesday for Holiday Magic. So even though we're not all in the studio, we want to make sure on Giving Tuesday, we hope you'll join Cairo Radio and Treehouse for a 33rd year of Holiday Magic, helping provide a holiday gift for more than 5,000 children and kids in foster care statewide. Text MAGIC, okay, the word MAGIC, to 888-973 Cairo, or you can head to mynorthwest.com/holidaymagic to find out how you can make the holidays bright for kids in foster care. And it's a very, very good cause. So I'm getting a lot of response, Nicole, on the where should we cruise with listeners?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been looking?
I saw some of them, yes.
So a lot of South Pacific.
Yeah.
And the only problem with that is, it's a long flight.
But what if you get the boat on this side? Then it's just a long cruise.
But I don't think.
Do that. Yes, out of California, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd do that.
Yeah.
You know, when my wife and I went to Cabo.
Or maybe out of Hawaii. I think I've seen it out of Hawaii, too.
Okay, wherever. When my wife and I went to Cabo a few weeks ago, it felt like a cruise. Everything about it. And except we didn't have those annoying shore excursions.
Oh, I love the shore. Well, I mean, I don't do the boat, given shore excursions. I do my own research and go for it. But I love that because we get to see a little bit of every country, of every city that we stop in. It's great.
It's overrated.
Oh. Well, then you just lay by the pool. The rest of us will go see the countries.
The thing is, the other countries are meh.
Oh, it depends on where you're going. I agree.
No,
some of them
anywhere.
Are more exciting
we
than others.
We live in the greatest country on earth, the United States of America. Are you with me, people?
Okay. But no, there's a lot of history in other countries that we don't have because we're such a young country.
History.
So cool.
So, I mean, I enjoyed
the scenery. Oh my gosh.
It's okay.
Oh, stop. You know it.
No, it's okay.
You're just in a mood.
Jessamine arranged when we were in, Seville? Was it Seville?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We went there.
So, Jessamine arranged that you and her and me and my wife and our three daughters, that we would go see, and it was a very small venue. There were only about 30 people in there. And we went and saw a flamenco show where guys would just, slam their feet on the floor and snap their fingers. And everybody there seemed to think
a little more than that, but yes, the idea.
That was a lot more.
Slam their feet on the floor and snap their fingers.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, mm-hmm. Hey, hey, hey. And everybody seemed to think that it was just dazzling because, it was so culturally representative. And frankly, you and I could go out into my deck on a Friday night. We could do that.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, but passes on.
I would like to see you stomp your feet on the ground and snap your fingers and make it look as good as that guy did, because it'll look good.
Well, that's because he was hot. I mean, I have no chance in competing in that category. Okay. Wait, Sean, does that music mean I have to break already? I had a bunch of stuff I was going to do here.
Oh, man, you should have thought of that, Dory, before you ran along the last segment, young man.
You should have taken your production job so you didn't have to bully me like this.
Oh, man.
We're going to miss Sean. I'm going to miss Sean.
We'll see. Okay, take a quick time out, and then we'll count down our favorite sound bites of the day. Awesome audio coming up next on the Dory Monson Show. Unbelievable. I just saw Pete Buttigieg, our transportation whatever, and he said, oh, if you don't like high gas prices, buy an electric car. Yeah, that's great advice for people who can afford a $15,000 car and you want them to buy a $35,000 car. That's brilliant, Mayor Pete. It's unbelievable. This is the most out-of-touch administration in the history of admin or istration. Okay, with that as mere prelude, and down the stretch we come. What a day, what a show, what a show, what a day. Let's get to our favorite sound bites of the week.
This is Dory Monson's awesome audio clips of the day.
So I don't know how terrified you are by this new COVID Omicron variant, but apparently, according to MSNBC, CNN, ABC News, you should be so terrified you may have a little bit of piddle in your pants.
News of this scary new variant from South Africa. I'm terrified. As you know, the United States just restricted travel.
I'm very worried, and I think it is the right thing for the entire public health and scientific community to prepare for the worst, because we don't know yet as to whether this is more contagious than the Delta variant.
Is it more contagious? Is it more lethal? Does it evade vaccines? This morning, we genuinely don't know.
Trying to hold it in, but shoot, I just went piddle. Inflation 6% nationally. In King County, it's 9%. 9% here in King County. Who can I blame for that?
I would note, though, that the way most Americans understand and feel and experience inflation is by cost increases, right? And they experience that as it relates, and we see what the largest impacts on cost increases are across the country, whether it's gas prices or, in some cases, food prices or a variety of issues. We know what the root causes of those are, right? Global supply chain issues. The best thing we can do as a government is to get the pandemic under control.
Yes, it's the unvaxxed who are driving up the prices, you scoundrels. Down in New Zealand, land of kiwi, it can now once again be the land of pee-pee.
And importantly, because I know this is a question many Aucklanders have, you can now see family and friends again in their homes and use the bathroom inside. Luxury.
Book my ticket. If I can go pee-pee and kiwi. Joe Biden got a little confused at his press conference today. They cannot just let him ask random reporters because they have to tell the reporter, okay, he's going to ask you, what is your question going to be? Okay, we'll write his answer. And so here's how that worked out today.
Mr. President,
let me call on Alexis. Alexis.
Alex? Oh, Alex? We've got two Alex. Well,
Alex of Reuters.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. President.
And so the other Alex doesn't have a heart attack. I want to call on him. Let me ask the other Alex and then you.
He's got the nuclear code, that man does.
I don't remember when you all, it's not a question, but I'm just curious, when you became the largest food retailer in the country.
He's talking to Walmart.
Spent more time walking through the aisles of Walmart than I want to admit over my, because there's one right down the street from where I live in Delaware.
Fascinating story. All right, that's going to do it for us. The Tom and Curly Show is coming up next. Hey, Nicole, is this the final Tom and Curly Show?
She's on the phone. Tom is in tomorrow. Tomorrow is his last day.
Oh, tomorrow is. Okay. All right. We don't have to listen today, then. Okay. God bless you in these crazy times, and I'll see you back here tomorrow. High noon.